Yeah, I got to get a one for 20 meter, 40 meter, stuff like that.
Yeah, I tell you what, DX Engineering, they got that set up if you like that. It's going to be a little bit expensive. It's not going to be cheap. Last time I was out there, about $325. You get like 10 meters. Because it's an old antenna I had since, I bought that antenna since 1982.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta look around. I just got some coax cable from them. I think it's RG13U. Like you said the other day, good coax cable's not cheap.
A good coax cable is LMR, LMR. I'm talking right now on the 240 LMR. But they got 400. You can take that up north. You don't have no problem over there. And Valley Road, Roger.
Roger that.
Did you go hunting?
Yep, we went. My cousin got a couple, 4-point, a doe. My oldest son shot his first doe. And me and my youngest son didn't get anything. I saw a little 4-point spike, some does, nothing big enough to shoot.
That's good anyhow. At least you got some. It was cold out that way or no? It was not too bad.
It wasn't too bad towards the end of the season. And we just came home today for muzzle loading. And they had 5 inches of snow up there when we left this morning.
I know what you're saying. Well, Bob had, I think, four foot of snow up there. What Bob is, Roger.
Yeah, that's a lot of snow up there. That's a lot of snow.
Last night I was talking to the guy in Gaylord. I don't know if he's out there tonight or not, but he said he had 2 foot snow up there. Roger.
Roger that. We had, like I said, about 5 inches of snow. I heard some snowmobilers. The snowmobiles out on the roads out there. So I could just imagine how many people went up to Gaylord and up to see where Bob's at, the snowmobile.
And that was the season of them, the snowmobile, and they are, you know, in the season. That's why they all go up north. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I seen a bunch of snowmobile trailers heading up north when we went up Friday evening.
I don't know. You know what? Well, we used to go there. We used to drive up there in the morning. Before deer season, 2 days before deer season, we sit there in the camp. We had a motorhome. We sit there, scout the area first day, come back, sleep, get up again, scout the area again, see which way the deer are running. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. That's what we kind of do. Well, I got a little property there, but we put some cameras out and see what kind of deer are coming in and out.
That's why we used to go there to Valley Road. I tell you what, I like it there, but it came like 3-4 years. That was back to, what is that, 2000, before 2000, 95 or something like that. We didn't see any. We were way over there, but we didn't see any. But you know what? I'm telling you, that snow, when it come down, it'll be white out, and you cannot do anything.
Yeah, 10-4 on that. I've been there like that, too, when the snow comes in and can't see nothing.
But I found out that's low ground. Over that way, was that Valley Road. It's a low ground. That's why you see all that snow. You know, I tell you, I never see so much snow. Then we had to stay there all night till next day. And not only that, you know, I mean, I like it there and everything else, but the thing is, you know, you don't know what you're going to get into. Those trees, they're all over there on the side of the road. And if one fell, you're going to have a chainsaw for that to cut it.
Oh, yeah, I've been there and done that before. I've seen that. We're coming down the road, just coming down my road. I got a little dirt road half mile back. And when you get a good snow, all the trees are, you could barely drive through there with all the trees hanging over with all the snow on them.
That's why we used to go get up there in the morning, 2 days before, you know, hunting season. Get up there in the morning, you know, everything is clean and all that, and stay there for like 4 or 5 days in the motorhome.
Good times though, huh? Lots of good times up there. Bonfires.
It's very good times. Really, we had a beautiful time that way. We used to have three, four people we know up that way, but they were all old in the 80s, you know. They were old people, but they used to go there all the time, and every time we go there, we see them, and we sit on the camp for a while, you know, bonfire, like you said. We stayed there one time. You know, it was wide open field. And I'm not kidding, we were there on the campfire, and here's a deer coming running through that clear, you know, area. We didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, to sit there and watch them run around, huh?
Yeah, there's nothing else. Then a friend of ours, you know, I said, well, let him go. We're just going to, you know, let him go, and that's it. And he turned around and got in the woods. But really, it was wide open, like about, I would say, you know, I don't know, they said, when we were there, about 5 years before, they had the fire there in Rose City. So it was nothing but a clear shot. So we didn't bother with it. We just sit there and drinking that corn, that corn whiskey. I don't know if you know what that is. It's like a pure alcohol.
Yeah, that's the homemade stuff, the good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, that was really good stuff. You just take a little shot and you'll be warm. You don't need no blanket, no nothing.
I only tried it once or twice in my life, but, yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, anyhow, I don't know, maybe somebody out there has the need to use the frequency or not, but good talking to you. We'll talk again. We always can find somebody to talk to. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Great talking to you too, Jack, again. Good times, good times. WSDJ 347. We'll just be monitoring the channel.